Thank you for subscribing and listening to the Center for Instruction and Research Technology CERT News Podcast. This episode of the podcast goes with the November 2019 issue of the newsletter, which is located at www.unf.edu/CIRT/newsletters. In this faculty spotlight, we feature 3D modeling and printing for research projects. Dr. Craig Hargis in construction management is interested in sustainable building materials such as carbon negative cement, low energy cements, and alternative composites. He is currently working on a project to create environmentally friendly artificial reefs using his own mixture of cement and oyster shells. The oyster shell concrete has 50% less CO2 emissions and weighs 60% less than traditional concrete used to create artificial reefs. Oysters are gregarious and like to settle on other oysters, so it is hoped that building the artificial reef out of oyster shells will encourage faster oyster recruitment. The oyster shells come from local restaurants through the GTMNERR Oyster Recycling Program and do not contribute to land degradation due to quarrying. In addition to providing substrate for oysters to grow, the reefs will provide habitat for fish and reduce erosion of adjacent marsh sediment. Hargis approached CERT for assistance in creating a core for the mold of an oyster reef ball. The first draft model of a dome was printed on the MakerBot Replicator 2, but size limitations of the printer necessitated printing the dome in 4 parts. Hargis brought the prints back to his lab and created a cast to use for making the balls. As CERT staff discussed the finished mold with Hargis, they realized that it would be more time efficient and reliable to print one larger, more precise cast first and then make fiberglass molds of the print for use with the actual cement model. Hargis provided a new design and measurements, and a new mold was modeled and printed. Since this model was larger, it was printed on the Prusa i3 Mark III printer. The new conical dome consisted of 4 parts, which took about 15 hours each to print. Hargis has been incorporating the building of the molds and casting the artificial reef substrates, or reef balls, into his civil engineering materials course. Additionally, undergraduate students from the Construction Management Department and Civil Engineering Program have been working on the project as undergraduate research assistants. The students built bases for the 3D printed cores and cast reef balls out of the oyster shell concrete. In the future, students will assist with deploying the reef balls along the intercoastal waterway as part of a living shoreline restoration effort led by Dr. Kelly Smith of the Biology Department. CERT continues to work with Hargis to expand this project further. We are currently designing accessories to the dome to create igloo-type entryways for fish and other small sea creatures. If you are interested in starting your own 3D project, please contact CERT at certlab@unf.edu or call 904-620-3927.
This is Deb Miller, AVP for Digital Learning, and in this edition of CERT News, I'd like to talk about textbook affordability. The cost of textbooks caused serious economic strain on students. 31% of UNF undergraduates are in poverty, and poverty-level students have 12% lower odds of passing a class, all other things being equal. There are a number of efforts underway on our campus to reduce that strain, including the Open Educational Resources Initiative and UNF's new partnership in Affordability Counts. A joint project by CERT and the Thomas G. Carpenter Library, UNF's OER initiative seeks to lower college costs for UNF students by encouraging faculty to adopt quality open resources in their course. This initiative supports and incentivizes faculty adoption of OERs in place of traditional and expensive textbook. In a little over a year, the initiative has already saved UNF students more than $236,000 in textbook costs. Applications are currently open for the Spring 20 cohort, which will kick off in January. Participating faculty receive support and a stipend upon project completion. Affordability Counts is a statewide initiative that recognizes faculty who have taken steps to make their course materials more affordable. More affordable course materials impact net tuition and fees, aka metric number 3. You can see an article in this issue for more information on affordability counts and to view a list of UNF faculty who received the medallion for one or more courses. An affordable course is defined as one for which the textbook costs are no more than $20 per credit hour. The UNF Bookstore has also been working to expand the availability of digital platforms and texts, which can decrease costs while also increasing its used and rental textbook options. Did you know that the UNF Bookstore will price match for new, used, and rental books? Spread the word. Follett Access, formerly InclueEd, enables universities to deliver all course materials, textbooks, lab kits, supplies, etc., as part of course charges, and has resulted in more than $155,000 in savings this fall for the 23 courses that adopted it, which included 87 course sections and 3,833 students. Contact bookstore manager Kirsten Gielnick for more information on any of the bookstore's services. If you're aware of other textbook affordability efforts on campus or have suggestions, I'd love to hear from you.
Can you believe there's only a month left in the semester? You and your students may be tired and taking it one day at a time, or perhaps you're excitedly counting down the end of the term. What signals the end of the semester? For students and instructors, the grand finale might be submitting the final exam or assignment, which certainly is an exciting moment, but what does this NCAP say about the course? We're with our students for 16 weeks. We build connections, knowledge, and skills together, and then we celebrate these achievements with an assessment. I'm not opposed to exams and final papers. It's imperative to assess student achievement and our instruction. However, I don't love the idea of saying farewell by means of assessment. This is especially salient in an online course. Oftentimes, the final interaction is clicking the submit button for a final exam or assignment. The last thing students see is a submission page. Does this mean the course is over? Is there something else students need to do? Abrupt endings can leave students in limbo, giving them feelings of uncertainty, anxiety, or even apathy. Eggleston and Smith report that many faculty typically don't engage in effective course conclusions, and 90% of students indicated they would appreciate more closure in their courses. When you say goodbye to someone, whether it's a loved one, a colleague, your pet, or a stranger you've just met, how do you conclude your interaction? I typically close my interactions with a hug or a handshake, and at bare minimum, a smile and verbalized goodbye. Why shouldn't we treat our students the same way? This doesn't mean avoiding a final exam or paper, but I think we owe our students a parting of ways. Something that lets them know the course is culminated. Something that provides them, and us, with a satisfying and academic sense of closure. Specific ideas for creative and academic closure are outlined in our full article on our Instructional Design Best Practices Archive, 7 Ways to Bring Closure to Your Course. You can also schedule a consultation with your instructional designer for additional ideas and support.
Hi, my name is Kaya Stotler, and I'm the Academic Support Technician for CERT. In this episode of Digital Thinking, we'll be talking about the expansions we've made to our 3D printing services. CERT is working hard to improve its 3D printing services. We now offer basic object modeling and have 2 fully functioning printers, the Prusa i3 MK3 and the MakerBot Replicator 2. The Prusa is newer, larger, faster, and more precise. The MakerBot is limited, but it is more dependable and good for printing small items quickly. Most 3D prints use standard PLA filament, which is a hard bioplastic that produces sturdy prints. However, for some projects, a flexible filament called NinjaFlex is used to create a pliable print. Other types of filament can be purchased to use with new projects. A variety of 3D modeling software is available to construct models from scratch. Autodesk Fusion 360 is our preferred application for designing models, but we have dabbled in other 3D software as well. When working on the 3D print project featured in this month's Faculty Spotlight, Dr. Hargis provided the final product dimensions and the model was constructed with Fusion 360, which allowed for it to be broken into components that would print on the Prusa printer. 3D printing has numerous practical applications. For example, one faculty member, Tobias Sando, was having trouble conveying to his engineering students the concept of super elevation of roads. We worked with him and his team of students to create a model road in individual parts that could be shown separately or all together. We are currently working with Katherine Hooper in psychology to create split retaining rings for caps she uses in her behavioral neuroscience lab. Any new request starts with an initial meeting to establish the parameters of the project. We will then create a model, make sure you are satisfied with it, and begin printing. During the printing process, you and anyone else involved in the project are welcome to stop by at any time for updates. When the project is complete, we photograph the finished print before giving it to you to keep.
Thank you for listening. For questions and comments, please visit us on the web at www.unf.edu/CIRT. Have a great day.